Torch News, Summer 2021. Talking Tech. In this issue, we explore some of the ways Torch is making use of technology to better serve its clients and reach more people. CEO Tim Jeffery shares his thoughts on the matter. Read by Robert Morris.
A considerable part of my working life has been spent helping Christian organisations navigate change. With the speed at which our world is changing, we increasingly recognise the need to be agile and flexible so that we can more easily adapt to our circumstances. I'm one of those unusual people who actually quite likes change and the new opportunities and horizons it brings, but I know for most people, change is something that they have a natural fear of. As we are reminded at Easter, the Christian faith is all about change and transformation. Through his suffering and death, Jesus has opened the way for us to find forgiveness and a fresh start every day. Hallelujah! Contrary to what we hear many people say, we can change, we can experience transformation, although we all know that some changes take longer than others. For me, one of the most notable features of the last year has been how much people have adapted to new ways of doing things. Whilst there is much we have lost to the pandemic, there have also been silver linings. Nowhere is this more evident than in the way so many people have begun using technology. How many of us had heard of Zoom at the beginning of 2020? So many people have broken through the pain barrier and begun using some of the wonderful technologies that help us to connect with friends and family and to enrich our spiritual lives. Torch has also had to adapt over the last year. Prayer meetings, training sessions, fellowship groups, and so many other things have moved online. Some of the big events of last year, like the Thanksgiving and Carol service, were attended by many times more people than would have been possible because they have moved online. I recently read Stella Heath's book, Coping with the Camel, giving me a wonderful insight into the first 40 years of Torch. One of the things that struck me was how often Torch had to adapt to changing circumstances and new technology. Things like the addition of the tape ministry represented significant turning points and would have been easy to resist as being something new that was taking us away from the familiarity of Braille. I'm very confident that if Stella were here today, she would be encouraging us to embrace the new opportunities that today's technology is affording us. Torch has to keep adapting and embracing new things that will help blind and partially sighted people to encounter and follow Jesus. So we are exploring how we can use new technology, how we can make more resources more available to more people. This is an exciting time in the life of Torch. We are very aware that we need God's guidance and inspiration as we continue to serve people in the old ways that are familiar, and also to open up new possibilities to serve in new ways going forward. As much as ever, we need and appreciate your prayers and gifts that make all of this possible. Please keep them coming.
Torch Tech Interview, talking with Paul Wood. We wanted to share a bit more about all the ways that Torch is making use of technology. So we spoke with Paul Wood, Torch's Head of Technical Services, with James Brookman as the voice of Paul Wood. What technology is Torch using to serve its clients?
The thing that comes to my mind straight away is In Your Pocket, which is a mobile phone that's been specially designed for blind and partially sighted people. You just speak to it and it obeys your commands. Torch's entire audio library is on there, so you can subscribe to that and ask for a particular book, author or genre, and it will find you what you want. We currently have two podcasts as well, Reflections, which is also a radio show, and Sight Loss 101, a new series with Tim Jeffery, our CEO. The idea is that our new website, which we're hoping will be available shortly, will have more material available, such as podcasts. We also supply Daisy discs, USB sticks, and we have an e-shop, currently in trial mode, which allows people to order things.
You've mentioned the new website. Can you tell me more about it?
It's been a while since our original website was created, and things have moved on and changed. We're very pleased with our Sight Loss Friendly Church website, so we want something similar with up-to-date information, which can integrate well with a shop. We also want it to work well with podcasts, and have a future where we can add or change things. You can do this a bit with the current site, but it's rather tied up in code, so we can only alter it a little. The new website will be based on WordPress, which will really help us to modify it.
Can you tell me about the new telephone system and what difference it will make?
The existing system allowed for some connectivity away from Torch House, which we hoped to make use of when lockdown began. Unfortunately, the quality was too low for this to work well. We've realised there is a real need for that connectivity, so we're moving to a VoIP system, which has an over-the-internet connection. It won't matter where you are, Torch House, working from home, you can just connect and be part of Torch's telephone system. That will take a few weeks to roll out, but eventually we'll have good connectivity across all Torch.
What is the need for Torch going forward to support this important progress?
Our old system had a large upfront cost, which was very kindly donated by one of our supporters. The new system, however, works rather differently. The cost here will instead be an ongoing monthly licensing fee, which we will need steady support for. It's so worth it to have that great flexibility that we now know we need with people working more from home, especially people involved regionally with Sight Loss Friendly Church. One of the things we've had a vision for is improving the way people can access our materials. Rather than having to decide if you want to peruse the library or the shop, as it is now, we want people to be able to find what they're interested in and then be able to discover the varying ways in which they can get hold of it. The future's bright. The future's digital. Matthew Horspool, Sight Loss Friendly Church advisor, reports on even more awesome ways Torch is making connections.
The COVID-19 pandemic has brought with it many challenges. But one of the most immediate ones for Torch was, how do we keep everyone connected when we can't meet face to face? A lot of emergency planning took place in the first few weeks of the first national lockdown, which led to our virtual offer for TFGs. We then expanded this to include virtual sessions for sight loss friendly churches. At the same time, RNIB's library was temporarily closed, so many Braille readers started accessing their Braille books using low-cost refreshable Braille displays. Taking stock of all of this in the latter half of last year, we realised that people adapted much better than we expected. We also realised that, although there were many disadvantages, there were also many positive aspects which came out of it. In client services, we noticed a steady increase in the number of people contacting us about how to access accessible Christian literature through modern channels like podcasts and smart speakers. In short, a demand had appeared which we hadn't experienced before, and we have now set about responding to it. In the first instance, there's a lot of audio content being made available through mainstream channels such as Audible, as well as dedicated skills on smart speakers. We've compiled a comprehensive guide for our clients on how to access this material, and it's available free of charge from Torch House in large print, Braille, and audio. The audio version is particularly exciting, as it contains live demonstrations of the smart speakers in action. As Paul has mentioned, our audio library is also available on In Your Pocket. Linked to that is Real Sam, a subscription-based skill for both Google Home and Amazon Alexa, which provides access to not only our content, but a range of other information from sight loss organisations at a local, regional and national level. Our weekly radio programme and podcast, Reflections, can be accessed on a range of platforms including PCs, smartphones, tablets and smart speakers. Try asking Alexa to play the podcast Reflections from Torch Trust. In the coming months, we'll be working on many other exciting ways in which people with sight loss can access our services in unique and innovative ways. We're hoping to make more magazine-style content available in podcast form. We're working with a range of organisations to explore ways in which our Braille library can be made available on Braille displays, and our audio library can be made available on smartphones and tablets. We're researching how bite-sized content like the Torch Prayer Diary can be made available through flash briefings on smart speakers and other similar channels. And we're continuing to explore what is possible in terms of virtual fellowship. Torch Together at Home, our Lent group, and our community prayer time have each been valuable to our clients, and we look forward to finding other activities to grow and engage the Torch family. It's an exciting time to be a part of Torch, and I'm really looking forward to what's to come. Prayer points. Give thanks for our staff, who are dedicated to seeking out the best ways to support people with sight loss and share God's fellowship. Pray for us to discover and make best use of all the wonderful ways technology can help us in our ministry. Give thanks for all the ways we have been able to continue reaching people, despite the challenges.
Catching up with Sight Loss Friendly Church. During lockdown, our SLFC team have been holding a series of Zoom-based catch-up sessions for any SLFC churches who would like to attend. We spoke to Becky Davis, SLFC coordinator, to find out more. Read by Anne Barraclough, with Sheila Dunning as the voice of Becky Davis. Becky, how often are the meetings held, and is attendance required?
We hold an SLFC catch-up once a month, alternating between Tuesday and Thursday. Attendance is completely optional. It's up to the church teams. We've had nearly 30 churches attend a session since we started last July.
How do the meetings work?
The meetings are 30 minutes on Zoom. We usually have a particular focus each session, as well as the opportunity for questions and discussion. Previous sessions have included information about the latest government guidelines regarding guiding and social distancing for people with sight loss. We've also had guests from Torch speaking about different aspects of Torch's ministry, as well as Lindsay Pilliquin talking about the gift of years and the impact of sight loss on those in care homes.
Will you be continuing the meetings after COVID-19 restrictions have eased?
We're planning to continue the sessions for the foreseeable future. We couldn't run them in a face-to-face format, as we have churches attending from as far as Aberdeen in Scotland to Newquay in Cornwall. They are proving to be a popular addition to our SLFC resources. So while churches still attend, we will continue to run them.
What are the benefits of attending the meetings?
They are an opportunity to meet other churches across the country who are also wanting to be sight loss friendly. They are a great way to share ideas and have questions answered from a variety of experiences and expertise. They're also a really good way to find out more about the work of Torch and how we can work alongside your church. We're getting some great feedback too. Sue at St Mary Magdalene in Coventry contacted us to say, "The monthly catch-ups on Zoom have been really valuable in engaging with people from other churches around the UK, sharing ideas about worship in lockdown, as well as learning about initiatives to help those with sight loss deal with COVID-19 measures. I've really enjoyed the meetings and have felt more engaged with Torch Trust than if life had continued as normal."
Save the date. Sight Loss Sunday is taking place on the 17th of October, 2021. Thursday, the 14th of October, is World Sight Day. To complement this, we're launching Sight Loss Sunday, an opportunity for churches to celebrate the unique gifts and abilities of the people with sight loss in their congregations. In the coming months, we'll be making a number of free resources available on our website, including reading and hymn suggestions, sermon materials, and prayer points. We'll also be assembling a short guide for churches, packed full of ideas of how they can meaningfully include people with sight loss in their Sight Loss Sunday services. This might include, for instance, asking a person with sight loss to read scripture, lead prayers, or share testimony.
We'd love it if your church would observe Sight Loss Sunday with us. Please ask them to put Sunday the 17th of October 2021 in the diary and keep an eye on our website for the latest resources and information. Prayer points. Pray for more churches to make the commitment to sight loss friendliness and join up. Give thanks for all the churches who have already joined and are making a difference.
Virtual fellowship. Bursting the bubble of loneliness. We've been so encouraged to hear how a number of our Torch Fellowship groups are continuing to meet together virtually for fellowship during COVID-19. Read by Sheila Dunning. One group is Bromley TFG. Their leader, Diana Knights, said she was initially sceptical that it could work for their large group, who have a number of their members in their 80s and late 90s. After one of their younger helpers challenged Diana to give it a go, she approached the leadership team about trying Zoom. They were also sceptical, and some thought she was crazy. However, they reluctantly agreed to try with some help from Diana's pastor. It was a great success. Now they get around 30 people at each meeting, with some joining by telephone and others through the internet. One lady shared that meeting on Zoom had burst her bubble, as she hadn't been out of her house since March. Another person described how meeting together was like getting back towards normal. It can be challenging for some people. One member with very poor eyesight spent the week before the meeting learning the telephone number and the meeting code. Everyone was delighted when she succeeded in joining. One lady who joins by phone is 100. Another visitor who joined is bedridden. It's wonderful to hear how people are overcoming their isolation by participating in these meetings. The helper who suggested trying Zoom was also able to join the first meeting, even though she was in Italy at the time visiting her parents. Some of our TFGs have been meeting together by telephone conference, which provides a wonderful way for friendships to develop and also for new people to be able to join from other areas. The leaders of these groups seem to be encouraged to see how much those who attend enjoy their fellowship together. These telephone groups, like Zoom, are also accessible for elderly people with sight loss who don't have internet access. We heard of another person attending by phone who is also 100. If your group doesn't meet by Zoom or by phone, do give some prayerful consideration to try it out. Help is available from Torch if you need assistance with getting started. Client services have been receiving requests from people who want fellowship but don't have a local TFG meeting in these ways. However, they have been able to connect them with other groups that are meeting virtually. We thank God for the technology that enables this fellowship and for the creativity within our TFGs. Some groups have been producing CDs for their members. Bambridge TFG made a special CD for Christmas featuring carols and a devotional message. Peter and Sue Richards have been producing regular audio recordings for the Cornish TFGs. These go out to people on CD, memory stick, and by transfer over Dropbox. We would like to thank the leadership teams for the way in which you are supporting and connecting those in your groups during this period. Prayer points. Pray for us to reach all who would benefit from a virtual TFG. Give thanks for the creativity and dedication of our TFGs and helpers.
An audio update. James Brookman reports on how, throughout lockdown, Torch has been adapting and innovating in order to keep our ministry thriving and support our clients and fellowship groups in new ways.
We had a good response to the article in Last Torch News asking for more male audio transcribers, with a couple of promising leads to follow up, including a Welsh speaker. So maybe even one day we could produce a Christian Welsh book in audio. In the meantime, I've been working on TTS books, that's text-to-speech. For the first time, we're now able to produce a quality book with synthetic speech. Although the technology's been around for a few years, we've struggled to get it to work with complete books and to adapt it to recognising Bible references. For example, if there's a Bible reference written Job 3, 8 to 10, we want to hear his name pronounced properly, so Job instead of Job, and we want to hear Job chapter 3, verses 8 to 10, rather than 3:8-10. The service we're using is based in the US, but has a variety of British voices. Unfortunately, their algorithms aren't yet consistent, so the only one we can use with confidence is George. George is so good that sometimes he passes our Turing test. That is, he sounds human. However, even George has his limitations. When I was creating an Easter book recently, I noticed that George sent Jesus and the disciples into what sounded like the Garden of Gethsemane instead of Gethsemane.
If you'd like to get involved with Torch's audio department, please contact client services. Prayer points. Give thanks for people developing audio voice technologies, which will help so many people gain more access to audio materials. Pray for continued support for this valuable part of Torch's work. Stanley Moyo's Torch Malawi update. We have visited many groups recently with the aim of offering encouragement, giving out health guidelines to blind people on COVID-19, and reassuring them that we have God who saves our lives in times like this. We were pleased to hear that the committees still meet in fellowship groups by following health guidelines, mainly through social distancing, wearing masks, and washing hands with soap when available. At one visit, the demand for Braille Bibles and hymn books was so much that we ran out on that day, so we're glad these are being taken up. Our continuing needs include the desire to supply more people with goats in order to support themselves, and a need for plastic tarps to cover leaky thatch. Areas of Malawi are being badly affected by erratic rainfall, which poses a huge threat of hunger, so we ask for prayer for all who may suffer from this. We would also like to ask for prayer for the provision of clothing for people with sight loss, many of whom have torn or worn out garments. Malawi's need is great, but we give thanks that there is a desire for the Word of God among our people, that schools are taking up Braille Bibles to help our blind children, and for the support shown so far. Prayer points. Pray for the people of Malawi, particularly the blind who struggle especially in times of poor harvest. Pray for support for Malawi and blind people, that their needs will be met. Give thanks for all who work or volunteer with Torch Malawi.
Reflections. Torch on the airwaves. Did you know that Torch is on the radio? Well, we have been since 2007 when we started on Premier with a show focusing on faith and disability. Later, the sight loss charity RNIB got to hear about it and, to our delight, invited us onto their internet station, now known as RNIB Connect Radio. And that's where we have 30 minutes each Sunday at 9 a.m. You could say we're their God slot. We're always on the lookout for interesting people to interview, particularly when the curveballs life throws up are met with confidence in the Lord Jesus to give help and strength. Interviews, music, Bible reflections, information about services and new opportunities all go into the reflections mix. Perhaps our most interesting guest was Digby, the guide horse, though he didn't actually make it upstairs into our tiny studio. Since the start of the pandemic, Zoom has taken off, and that's how we now record most of our interviews. That tiny studio of ours is just too small to allow for social distancing. As we don't go out live, there's time to edit out any little blips or unscheduled interruptions. Marilyn Baker, singer-songwriter and trustee of Torch Trust, is our main presenter, and it's lovely to include some of her songs and reflections. Others we've interviewed over the years have ranged from the well-known, like Marcia de Cordova, partially cited Shadow Minister for Women, Archbishop Justin Welby, and David Suchet, who recorded the whole NIV Bible. Two ordinary blind and partially sighted people with moving, encouraging and heartwarming stories to tell. If you'd like to give Reflections a try, tune in on Sundays at 9 a.m. to Freeview 730 or go online to RNIB Connect Radio. We also do Reflections Highlights wherever you get your podcasts, and we send out a monthly Reflections Highlights CD to any blind or partially sighted people who can't pick up RNIB Connect or podcasts. And do let us know what you think, or if there's someone you think we should interview. Prayer points. Give thanks for the guests who share their stories on the radio show with us. Pray that Reflections will reach and help people both in their journeys with God and in navigating the services and opportunities out there. Pray for Torch's audio work, including the radio, podcasts and more, that we may reach out and make a difference to people all over the world.
Torch's Annual Day of Prayer, the 16th of June, 2021. Our day of prayer is such a key date in Torch's diary, as staff, supporters and friends are encouraged and invited to come together in prayer for our ministry. Prayer is absolutely vital, and we are so fortunate to have folks praying the length and breadth of the UK, plus many more overseas. Prayer opportunities abound, supported by our daily prayer diary, enclosed with Torch News, as well as online resources and telephone items updated every 2 weeks. So this is a truly special day, which we invite you to share with us. This year, we will again be arranging most of it virtually, but the power of prayer is in no way diminished, as God's Spirit unites our hearts. More details are available on our website. The day will include key vital prayer points in all aspects of our ministry, online service during the day for you to engage in from the comfort of your own home, a Zoom prayer time in small groups in breakout rooms with facilitators from our community prayer time. And we are planning at Torch House prayer stations around the outside of our building in Leicestershire, where local people can safely come and pray at the heart of where the ministry is based. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Torch Together. We now have dates for our Torch Together events in 2022. The Corrymeela holiday will be from the 16th to the 18th of September 2022, and the Stone holiday from the 26th to the 30th of September 2022. We are not taking bookings yet, and so please just put these dates in your diary if you are interested in coming along. Thank you. We want to say thank you for so many gifts and messages since our last edition, including, I have today sent a donation towards the work of Torch Trust. I continue to pray for Torch Trust, more so as my macular degeneration develops. This email is being prepared mainly by dictation. I appreciate being able to use the Torch Library, which is perhaps a little ironic, as for more than 25 years, I was an audio transcriber for Torch. The Lord moves in mysterious ways, but is always to be trusted. And another message. As a curate, I hadn't really heard of Torch before attending a taster, and now I'm keen to have training for the whole church. I also feel it is important to give towards the work, and hope my church will raise money for you. Torch information.
Torch Trust, Torch House, Torch Way, Market Harbour, Leicestershire, LE16 9HL. Telephone number 01858 438 260. Email info@torchtrust.org. Website torchtrust.org. Facebook, facebook.com/torchtrust, all one word. On Twitter, @TorchTrust. Chair. Dr. Mike Townsend, Interim CEO, Tim Jeffery, Council of Reference Members, the Reverend Dr. Steve Brady, the Reverend Dr. David Coffey, OBE, the Reverend Malcolm Duncan, Jonathan Lamb, the Reverend Roy Searle, Dr. Elaine Storkey, the Reverend Dr. Derek Tidball. Useful information. Client Services, 01858 438 260. Telephone Prayer Line, 01858 438 277. Donations. Please send donations through to our bank account, the Torch Trust for the Blind, sort code 405240. Account number 0001702. Sight Loss Friendly Church website. Sightlossfriendlychurch, all one word, .org.uk. Reflections. For responses to our radio broadcasts, call 0333 123 1255. For more information or to hear the show, visit torchtrust.org/reflections. Torch News is also available in audio, CD, braille, email and large print, 17, 20, 25 and 30 point, and can be viewed online at torchtrust.org/downloads.